this exclusivity is actually a cleansing. It's a mental, psychological, emotional, spiritual cleansing of things we assume to be better or to be perfect. And now we're saying, no, perfection belongs only with Allah. And Allah is saying, يُسَبِّحُ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. All creation, when it comes to declaring perfection, only declares perfection of Allah. So this actually does have an immediate implication that we as Muslims become critical, investigative, questioning, cynical of anything that's presented to us. We want to question it. We want to check its veracity before we jump on, before we say this is good, you know? And how, and that's at an intellectual level, but even at a social, cultural level. What happens with teenage girls or boys even, right? A girl wants to take off her hijab. It's not because she studied the issue and is now finally convinced that hijab is oppression of women. None of that. No. The girls in school that are popular, that all the boys give attention to, the girls that look so pretty, the girls that look so smart and popular, the ones that are so intelligent, the ones that are so confident and outgoing, none of them are wearing hijab. I want to be like that. I feel inferior. I feel like I'm weird and in a corner and I'm, you know, these are the examples of the kind of perfection I want to have. And I, by doing this thing, is making me imperfect. I could do better. Right? So there's an inferiority complex. And there's, I want to be like them because they're better. There's a superiority to what they have. And I want some of that for myself. And so when that's the case, and then a girl says, I don't want to wear this anymore. I don't want to do this. I feel like I'm being suppressed. I want to feel free. You know, I want to feel free. Are you free? Because you look like you're wearing uniform like the rest of the Instagram, you know, self-absorbed, selfie, nafsi takers. Right? You all look the same. So you're like, oh, hijab, all the people who wear hijab are the same. All the people who take them off look the same. You guys even get the same fake surgeries. You know? So there's a uniform on that side too. There's a surrender. Why? Because they've accepted a concept of perfection. So this exclusivity is actually a cleansing. It's a mental, psychological, emotional, spiritual cleansing of things we assume to be better or to be perfect. And now we're saying, no, perfection belongs only with Allah. Right? Okay, so now that's a little bit about the taqdeem and ta'khir. But now the last thing about this ayah. You thought it would never come. But yeah, it's here. It's actually something that occurred to me this morning. And I didn't realize it until this morning. There's a spiritual journey defined inside this ayah, in its sequence. The first, imagine a person who just realizes who Allah truly is and how they haven't done right by Allah. And they want to do right by Allah now, right? They want to understand Allah properly. When they want to understand Allah properly and they want to remove all improper or misguided notions of Allah, they are pursuing the tasbih of Allah, isn't it? Once they pursue the tasbih of Allah, a feeling starts getting stronger inside this young man, woman, old man, woman. You know what that is? If there's anyone that deserves loyalty and obedience, anyone that deserves that I should follow them no matter what, that is who? That's Allah, because He's so perfect in every way. The more I learn about Him, the more loyal to Him I become. The more I surrender myself to Him, the more I give in to Him, the more I want to give myself in service to Him, I accept Him as my Malik, Lahul Mulk. Lahul Mulk. Now, the moment you do that, you start meeting resistance. You start getting criticized. You start getting questioned. Oh, you want to follow this Islam? Well, what about this contradiction and this contradiction? What about this thing and this thing and this thing? What about this barbarism? What about this ugliness? What about you? You're not that perfect. You're not this. You're not. And you start getting taken, like the negativity starts coming at you the moment you accept lahul mulk. And when that happens, you know, people say when you're in a, let me give you some TikTok therapy, when you're in a toxic environment, you need to change your scenery and heal yourself with some positivity. You know, you need to surround yourself with positivity and positive people. So you need to block all the people that are telling you you're a psycho, right? Because you don't want toxicity around you. Well, you know what? Let me tell you spiritual therapy here. Well, what's the positive therapy here? Lahul hamd. You're surrounded by negativity And here you are filling yourself with positive emotions towards who? Allah. You're looking at the positive in all things. Ya Allah, you guided me to this truth. You gave me the courage to stand by it. You chose me among the very few of your slaves who are willing to, who want to obey you. Allah, you opened that door of guidance for me. I will not be unappreciative of that. Lahul hamd. And once you develop that positive mindset, that hamd-based mindset, then doesn't matter what happens to you. You're okay with that. You're comfortable. If trouble comes your way, difficulties come your way, job loss comes your way, financial loss comes your way, marriage trouble comes your way, children trouble comes your way, parent trouble comes your way, sibling trouble, culture trouble, doesn't matter what kind of trouble comes your way, you're okay because you're not trying to control the situation or control how people feel about you or control what's better for you or not, because you've internalized something about control. And what's that? وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. This is actually a complete spiritual transformational journey. Everything a person needs to connect with to Allah as they go through a transformation is inside of this remarkable, remarkable ayah. What a way to introduce this surah.
Hey guys, you just watched a small clip of me explaining the Quran in depth as part of the Deeper Look series. Studying the Quran in depth can seem like a really intimidating thing that's only meant for scholars. Our job at Bayyinah is to make deeper study of the Quran accessible and easy for all of you. So take us up on that challenge. Join us for this study, the Deeper Look of the Quran, for this surah and many other surahs on bayyinatv.com under the Deeper Look section.